I'm not talking about the job, Lex was saying. I'm talking about the building.
The building? What do you mean, the building?
Sid was acting, he realized, playing himself in a movie. The dippy guy who's so wrapped up in his own shit, he hasn't a clue what his wife is on about. He wondered why he didn't tell Lex the truth, admit to her that he was scared. Because scared was what he was. The worst incident had been when he decided to take the back stairs, the eerily concealed fire escape stairs. Sid could not remember now why he had done this. In theory, he could have keyed open the service door, stepped back into the building proper at any point. But he kept not doing it. 120 floors he had climbed down, and not one single other person had crossed his path. As if he was no longer inside the tower at all, but in some other secret realm. Why had the service shaft seemed so dark when every fucking light was on? And the walls, those goddamn silver dots jumping and blurring like sparks of moonlight in a waterfall, rippling like scales, like the million diamond scales of a monster serpent.
The building's fucked, was how Sid would put it.
Instead, he raised his eyebrows, as if to suggest his girlfriend was crazy. Lex gave him a look. The building's fucked, she said. I can't say what it is that's wrong with it, but that building is fucked.
Well, Sid said. He hesitated. I can tell him I need to cut back on the overnights. I'll say you need me around more, because of the baby.
Lex had that look on her, the look he loved. The look that said, you're a dick, Sidney Krueger, but you're my dick, and I guess I'm stuck with you.